With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It has been brought to my attention, Victoria told me, that exactly 1 year ago, we talked to my friend Austin Deleuze, a former star with NCFC, and then before that, the Carolina Railhawks, which became NCFC. I guess we were talking about the World Cup. In a way, Austin Deleuze, who is joining us again 1 year to the day, happy anniversary, we're talking about sort of the same thing. We're going to talk about the U.S. advancing to the semifinals of the Nations League, which people may or may not know that that exists. But we're going to start with an incident that happened late in the first half when Sergiño Dest, I think a pretty good right back for not just for the U.S., the best right back for the U.S., but a pretty good right back in the whole international system, just, I mean, completely left the planet. So he gets two yellows in the span of 30 seconds, gets sent off in a match that was never in doubt until he gets sent off. So let's just start there, Austin. What happened? What do you think happened to Sergiño Dest? What wires got crossed?
Oh, man. As somebody who was sent off several times in my career and was prone to losing the plot, that was next level. I have not seen something like that in quite a long time. Obviously, you know, embarrassing, disgraceful, whatever adjectives you want to use. Also, incredibly entertaining. but I don't know, man. That was a wild one. I was, you know, somewhat encouraged to see some of the veterans like Tim Ream and Matt Turner giving him an earful on his way off the field. But, I would have loved to be a fly on the wall in the locker room at halftime. Cause that was something else.
Yeah. I'm not even sure we needed to be in the locker room. We could tell by the reaction of his teammates on the field that they had no time for that. Especially since, and Greg Berhalter sort of brought it up. He just brought it up in such a way that almost kind of shook it off. He said he made a mistake. But like this should have been a cruise control second half, and then you play a man down for, you know, basically 50, 55 minutes with added time, maybe even a little bit more. So you do an extra running and the U.S. is already without, several of their top players due to injury, and Gio Reyna, who came off right at that moment. Greg Berhalter was not risking him because he's made a paper. It just put a lot of other people at risk. I don't think it brought the outcome, really, because Trinidad and Tobago would have had to win that by 4 goals in order to keep the U.S. from making the semifinals. But it just made everything more difficult.
Yeah, I think, you know, to your point, it doesn't change much. I think ultimately the goal of this whole exercise was to qualify for the Copa America, and they did that, but it definitely left a bad taste, you know, in my mouth watching the game, and I'm sure in the players' mouths as well. You know, I think Greg probably had a plan in terms of substitutions and minutes that people were going to be allocated, and that probably went out the window. I'm sure there are guys who were supposed to get opportunities to play that didn't as a result of the red card. So, yeah, I think, you know, Dest has some work to do in terms of gaining the trust of the team back. But I do think it's important not to get carried away in a sense. I think there's no denying that he's an incredibly important player for us. He brings us something that I don't think many of our players have in terms of talent and his ability to make special things happen for the team. So, you know, I think he needs to be held accountable and he needs to gain the trust of the program back. But at the same time, I hope that people continue to give him the opportunity to do that and not completely shut him out.
Austin DeLuz is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show, former NCFC star in the midfield. How many times were you sent off?
More than I would have liked to be. I was trying to think about this actually last night. It's at least three. All of them involved some sort of unpleasant interaction with the referee, which I'm regretful over. But yeah, that, like I said, I have never punted a ball into the stands. That's not something that was in my locker. So
I don't know, man. That's certainly, you get a yellow just for delaying the proceedings nowadays. But man, that is that was next level stupid. Would it be fair? If he's already out for the semifinal match anyway, based on red card, so he's already out for the semifinal. I don't even know who they play in the semifinals. Doesn't really matter. I don't think this is that big a deal. Maybe it is. They're the defending champions. They might be the only champions of the Nations League. I think it's only been held twice, and I think the U.S. was won both times. But would you also hold him out for the final to make a point?
Yeah, I probably would. I think, like I said, you know, the goal was to qualify for Copa America. Would it be nice to win the Nations League? Sure. I think it's always good to win trophies. But I think in terms of sending a message and giving him a little slap on the wrist, yeah, holding him out of the final is probably the right thing to do. So that would not surprise me. But like I said, I don't think we have a ton of depth in that right back spot.
No.
And again, like he brings something to the table that I don't think anybody else in the pool outside of maybe like a Gio Reyna brings in his ability to break teams down just with pure talent. So, you know, I hope they bring him back in fairly quickly after kind of making it clear that what he did was unacceptable.
He is dynamic going forward. His pass, his cross to Anthony Robinson for the header was the goal. He was one of the best players in the match that they struggled against 10 men, Trinidad and Tobago. What was it, Saturday night, right? Where they struggled. They didn't score until the 80th minute. Then they put three on the board. I thought Dest was dynamic all night long, and it just took a while for the U.S. to find the back of the net once. Let me ask you one quick question about another player.
It's our best Black Friday ever at JCPenney, and we've got thousands of deals all week long. Spoil someone and save up to 75% on fine jewelry after an extra 40% off. Step into women's boots. All her faves are $19.99. Plus, stock up on Home Expressions bath towels, only $2.99 each. From holiday helpers to gift ideas, all the deals, all the fun, all in-store. JCPenney, make your holidays count. Offers valid on select styles in-store through 11/26. Exclusions apply. Black Friday deals excluded from coupons. See associate for details.
Zicam knows that when you live life to the fullest, you never want to let a cold slow you down. With Zicam's cold shortening products, you can actually shorten colds when taken at the first sign. And with the winter chill in the air, you need the number one cold shortening brand to help shorten a cold when taken at the first sign this season. Because you should never let a cold stop you from missing out on your favorite moments of the season. Find Zicam in your local cold and flu aisle.
Is Matt Turner, is he playing at the top of his game right now?
No, absolutely not.
Goalkeeper, by the way, for people who don't know. I thought he could have done better with both goals.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that, you know, the surface may have affected him a little bit on the first goal. You can see, like, the ground chunks up and he loses his footing a little bit. But, you know, he's been slightly out of form for club. He was benched. So I'm sure his confidence has been affected a little bit. I don't know what the right answer is there. I don't think we're super deep at goalkeeper right now for the first time in a couple decades, which is kind of ironic. But, you know, he's obviously got a ton of character. He's a guy that's been around the block, and I think he'll come back around. I don't know that benching him is the right move. That probably just continues to hurt his confidence. So I think you got to keep giving him chances. But yeah, you know, I think he's got Greg's eyes on him for sure. I would love to see him get back into form and be playing regularly for Nottingham. Because he's a great goalkeeper when he's at the top of his game, but right now he's got some work to do.
My final thing for Austin Deleuze. Are you team Greg Berhalter, or how do you feel about this? Because, I mean, I can't tell people why I don't like Greg Berhalter. I just feel like, for the most part, the U.S. Isn't really great offensively, but that could be more about the players on the field than anything else, so I'm not smart enough to know that it's all the coach.
Yeah, I don't think it is all the coach. I think he's become sort of a lightning rod for criticism. Some of it's understandable. Some of it was completely out of control in terms of the controversy around the World Cup. You know, my hot take here is that, like, national team coaches actually don't matter that much. They just don't have enough time to really, you know, implement any sort of system. And so I think the most important thing that a national team coach can do is just kind of keep the vibes good. And that's been difficult for sure with everything that's gone on, you know, externally, like I said. But I think it does seem like the players like Greg.
Yep.
And, you know, I think after the World Cup, it was very clear that a lot of them wanted him back. And so to me, that's kind of the most important thing at the end of the day, is if he has a locker room and he is just generally keeping the players happy and putting them in a position to succeed. Now, I do think he gets caught up in, like, the X's and O's and tactics a little too much. And I think our player pool could benefit from a little bit more freedom in terms of the way that they play. But like I said, at the end of the day, like, I just don't buy that the coach is going to have that big of an effect on things. So, that's my hottest take. That's my radio take for the day.
That is a hot take. Austin Deleuze, my friend, at Austin Deleuze on Twitter. Appreciate your time, man. We'll talk again very soon.
Thank you. Talk to you in a year. How about that? Just schedule it.
Just schedule it right now, whatever this date is. November 21st of next year, you're on.
All right. Thanks, man.
All we got to do is set a time. It is weird. 1 year ago today.
I know. Now it's a tradition.
It was during the World Cup. So maybe we'll talk to him next year during... Actually, Copa America is coming up was next summer, right? It's next summer is Copa America. Summer of 24. And that's a big deal, by the way. It's sort of like what the Euros are going to be this summer to the European Championships. That's what it's going to be with Copa America next year.
Seeing is believing, and you're not going to believe how bright and vivid the colors are on the Samsung Neo QLED and OLED TVs powered by the Neural Quantum Processor, because this is an audio ad. Unless you can see it, which means you already have one. Nice. Samsung, more wow than ever.